TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
It's Friday.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
I'm Jim Lord.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
I know, but it's Friday.
But kindness is the answer.
On here, on now, and
everywhere.
Well, good morning, everybody. Yes, it's Friday, and it's the 12th day of April. Today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. Yep, National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. So, who doesn't like grilled cheese sandwiches? You know, grilled cheese sandwiches have actually been around in some form since ancient times. But the modern grilled cheese sandwich, as we know it, started becoming popular in the 1920s. That's when sliced bread started becoming widely available. So grab a grilled cheese sandwich and prepare to maybe read a story by Beverly Cleary, because today would have been her birthday. She died only 2 years ago, but she was born on this day in 1916. So she would have been 108 years old today. You know her stories, and you may learn something new about her as well in the upcoming Beginning of a Famous Hero story just ahead. It's called The Beverly Cleary Story, and it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning of a Famous Hero.
We all have some special friends who really only live in books we read about them. Do any of these friends sound familiar? Ramona Quimby, Fudge, Henry Huggins, Ellen Tebbets, and Runaway Ralph? Well, if it had not been for a wonderful lady named Beverly Cleary, we wouldn't have those great friends like Ramona and her sister Beezus. When Beverly was just a young girl in school, she had a hard time learning to read. But after she worked at it very hard, she found that she loved reading, especially books that were fun. In fact, she loved books so much she decided to be a writer when she grew up. She went to college to learn to be a librarian, but she kept her dream about writing books. When she did become a school librarian, she saw that kids were frustrated because the books that were supposed to be for just fun reading were about families with butlers and nannies and things like that, not about just regular kids and the lives they have. Finally, one of her students asked, "Where are the books about kids like us?" And there weren't any. So Beverly Cleary decided to start writing some. First, she wrote about Henry Huggins and his dog Ribsy. And she just kept on writing, mostly about everyday things that children do. Of all her characters, Beverly Cleary said that Ramona is most like she was as a child. She wanted the children who read her books to find characters like themselves. Most of all, she wanted her books to be fun and funny, like the ones she enjoyed reading as a little girl. She lived to be 104 years old, and in her lifetime, she certainly reached her goal of providing happiness for children everywhere with her books. I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of this hero, and I know that you can become a hero, too. So, do you have a special friend who really only lives in a book? Have you read any books by Beverly Cleary? Also, how do you think Beverly Cleary's love of reading helped her to become a famous writer? And finally, Beverly Cleary said that her character Ramona Quimby is the most like she was as a child. What kind of character would you create that would be most like you? Just some things to think about on this Friday morning. Okay, still to come, another visit with my old Irish pappy, the question of the day, and a reflection of your future. So don't go away. Well, let's take a journey back in time right now to visit the memory of my old Irish pappy. Actually, we'll do that in just a moment, but right now, this is Friday, so let's quickly review what he taught us Monday through Thursday, and here we go.
Monday.
Never let what is popular or not popular deceive your thinking and change your course in life. Step back and take time to get to know yourself. Learn what you are truly all about and not what your friends think you should be all about. The sooner you do, the better off you'll be.
Tuesday.
Always treat your parents with the highest respect, even when you see them making mistakes. And they will, because they are human just like you. Realize that they sacrifice a lot for you. Whether they tell you or not, they always want the best for you. And just remember, if it weren't for them, you wouldn't even be here. They deserve your respect. So give it to them. No excuses.
Wednesday.
There are all kinds of different opinions out there, and it's good for you to have your own opinions about things that matter. But make sure you have a good reason for believing what you do. And never argue with others because their opinion is different from yours. That accomplishes nothing good, and it only damages your own integrity.
Thursday.
Never be afraid to ask a question. Asking questions is how you get answers. And with information being so readily available, there's just no reason to have questions that aren't answered these days. And now, for Friday, here he is, the man himself, my old Irish pappy.
Listen up, lad. This is your time to take your education seriously, right now, while you're young. Just like concrete is part of a strong foundation for a house or any other building, education is a part of the strong foundation for you to build your life upon. So you need to be taking your education seriously, don't you know?
Well, Pappy was certainly right about that. This, right now, is your time to take your education seriously, while you're young. Just like concrete is part of a strong foundation for a house or any other building, education is part of a strong foundation for you to build your life on. So you need to be taking your education seriously. Now it's time for the question of the day. As you heard, today would have been Beverly Cleary's birthday. Something you did not learn in the story is that most of her stories are set in Portland, Oregon, where she was raised as a child. So there's your question. Where is Portland, Oregon? Where is Portland, Oregon? If you know, email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, of course, your answer. And the first correct answer will be featured right here on Monday. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. So if you remember yesterday's question of the day, yesterday we talked about 8-track tapes. And of course, while they were popular in homes, 8-track tape players were hugely popular in cars. But they weren't the first way to enjoy your own music in the car. Remember, I said there were also 4-track tape players in cars before that. However, they were mostly add-ons and not built in. But what was before 4-track? Now, remember, I wasn't talking about radios. Radios have been in cars almost as long as there have been cars. Actually, it was in the 1920s that cars first started having radios. But what was the first device for cars that let you listen to your own music, not just music that was on the radio? That was your question. Well, Emily from Jonesboro, Arkansas, said in 1956, Chrysler started putting something in cars called the Highway Hi-Fi. It was a record player, but it had a lot of problems, so Chrysler only made them for 3 years. And Emily, that's right. So thank you for your answer. Yeah, the Highway Hi-Fi. Can you imagine putting a record player In a car? Well, that's exactly what it was. But it had to have specially made records that went at a much slower speed so you could get more music on it. And what about when you might drive on bumpy roads or hit potholes? Well, they thought of that. So to keep the needle from bouncing, they made it much heavier, which in turn wore out the records really fast. Other companies started making them too, and with some of the copycats, you could play regular 45 RPM records just like you played at home. But all in all, it turned out to be really impractical, so the record players for cars didn't last very long and were soon replaced by 4-track tapes, then 8-track tapes, then cassettes, then CDs, then MP3 players, and now Bluetooth. So now you know that. All right then, stick around. One more quick segment is just ahead, but as for me, I will see you the first thing next week for the Monday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Kindness is the answer.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
If you're like most people, you hope to achieve success in your life. It would seem strange, to say the least, to hear someone wish for his plans and dreams to end in failure. So what does it take to be truly successful? Ask a dozen different people that question, and you'll probably get at least 13 different answers. But through it all, you'll find there is a simple, basic character trait that must be present. If it is missing, then all else fails. That very special, absolutely necessary key to success is self-discipline. Our lives are full of disciplines from without. Parents, schools, jobs, government, even nature provides it. Unfortunately, a lot of people resent those kinds of disciplines. So then, it's important to understand this. If you discipline yourself, others won't have to. Take control, and remember that developing a sense of self-discipline will provide the basis on which to truly build success. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord, with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network. TCNMornings.com.